Okay, we continue now with the next mitzvah, mitzvah 181, mitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph, as we continue Parshas Mitzora. We are in the middle of Zav and Zava. We already did the two mitzvahs related to a Zav. We will get to Be'ez Hashem the next time, the two mitzvahs related to Zava, and right smack in the middle is the halacha of a Nida. Because before we talk about a Zava, which is something unusual, first the Torah talks about a Nida, which is something usual. Says the Torah in Perak Tezvav Pasach Hafei, V'isha ki azuv zov dama yamim, I'm sorry, wrong pasuk. The Zava, V'isha, Pasuk Yotes, Kisihiya Zava, Zava, when she is a Zava, Dam, when she has a flow, Dam Yezova Bivsara, blood will flow out of her Bivsara, in her flesh, Shivas Yamim Tihiya Benidasa, for 7 days she is a Nida, V'cholonogia Ba Yitzmana Arev, and anybody who touches her will be Tame, because this is an Av Ha Tuma. This is different than Zava, as we will see, which is an unnatural occurrence. This is the period that a woman gets every single month from the time that she reaches maturity. From the moment that she sees blood for the first time in the month, for 7 days from that moment, the time that she sees, that is considered day one. So after that, for 7 days she counts, it doesn't matter whether she sees, she doesn't see, for 7 days she is Tame. There is a separate Aveira of an Isser of being with a Nida, which we'll see, but today's mitzvah, and what's mentioned here in Mitzorah, is purely the Tumah. Anybody who touches her will become Tameh, she is an Avatoma. V'cholesh tishkav alav benidasa, and the Torah continues, anything that she sits on, Yitma, will become Tameh, as an Avatoma. This is Mishkav Nida, like we talked about Mishkav Azov, one of the exceptions to the rule of Tumah transferring on the same level and not going down. V'cholesh teshev alav Yitma, anything she sits on, Yitma, will become Tameh. V'chalan ogeya b'mishkava, and anybody who touches her mishkav, yechabes b'godav, rachas b'mayim v'tameh na'arev. Right, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that teaches me that anything that a nida sits on is itself an avatumah, because a person can only become Tameh from an avatumah. So it says that a nida makes the thing that she sits on Tameh, and then anybody who touches that themselves become Tameh. So it must be that that item, the mishkav of a nida, is itself an avatumah. V'chalan ogeya b'kala kliya shateshi, and anybody that touches any kli that she sat on, yechabes b'gadav rachas b'mayim v'tameh na'arev, they become tameh, as we said. V'imal ha-mishkav hu al ha-kli asher hi yoshev ezlo b'venogo bo, yitzma'ad ha-arev. We'll see what that pasuk is teaching me, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes. But then, the last, right, these five psukim, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 psukim. These six psukim end off this section, v'im shachov yishkav ish osa. If a man lives with a nida, usihi nidasa alav, and then we say her nidus is put on him, usihi nidasa alav. Very unusual phrase. What does that mean? V'tamei shivas yamim. He is tamei for 7 days. V'cholam mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma, and anything that he sits on will become tamei as well. So we'll have to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, the pasuk that teaches me bo'el nida. Okay, but either way, that's those are the psukim that is the form, the basis for today's mitzvah. Says the Chiddush, mitzvahs inyan tomas nida shetamei umetama. A nida is tamei herself, and she is metamei others. Lihios hanida tamei umetama achirim. A nida is tamei, a woman who has her period, the normal cycle every month, for 7 days, at least she is tameya, umetama achirim, and then she also makes others tamei, shin emar, v'cholonogeya ba, yitma ad ha'aref. Shorash ha-mitzvah, what's the hashkafa by in the mitzvah, v'ksas prateha, nechdov kimin hagenu, balav, denida, v'sidra achremos, be'ez Hashem. Says the chiddush, I'm going to keep my mouth closed for the most part here, and I will talk more about nida, in Parshas Achremos, in the next parsha, in Mitzvah Reish Zion. In that mitzvah, Mitzvah 207, the Be'ez Hashem will get to in a couple of weeks, that's the Isser Daraisa of a man living, having beer with a Nida. Shelo lavo al isha be'eshehi Nida is an Isser Daraisa for a man to be with a woman, even if it's his wife, when she is a Nida. Shene'emar ve'elisha be'yidas tumasa lo sikrav. It's interesting, we'll get back to this, that the Torah does not talk about these two halachas together. The halach of Tumas Nida Dafkin in Mitzorah, and the halach of Isser Nida, which is in Mitzvah Reish Zion, which is in Parshas Achremos. And then he discusses there all of the details. There he has 3 pages related to Nida. But here he just has it in short. So let's mention ourselves. Some of the hashkafa behind Nida, there is an important Ramban. The Ramban is found in Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze, when Rachel is sitting on the trufim, and Lavan says, what are you doing? Rachel says, I'm sorry, I can't get up. Al yichar be'enai adoni ki lo uchal lakumi panecha. I'm sorry, I can't get up. Says the Ramban there. Lo avinosi mas nasl zeh. What was Rachel saying? What was her apology? V'chi hanashim asher lohem ha'orach lo yakumu v'lo yamudu. But women who are having their regular cycle, they can never get up or stand. Ulay Amra, maybe she just said she's tired and she's achy. Kirosha ukve varea kve demaleha. Vichola babaharach. Maybe it's like the regular sickness that comes along and the regular tiredness that comes along. Maybe that's what Rachel meant. But then the Ramban says, I think it's deeper. Vahanachon be'enai. I think this is the pshat. Ki hayu hanidos b'yemei kadmonim miruchakos ma'od. When a woman was a nida in the days of old, she was distanced. Nida itself might mean distanced. Ki kein shman me'olam nidos l'richukan. That's what minuda is excommunicated. Same shorish. Ki lo yiskarbu el adam. They won't come close to anybody. Lo yedabru bo. People won't talk to them. Ki yedu hakadmonim b'chachmasam shehevlon mazik. Because in the earlier generations they knew metaphysically that their breath that comes out of them causes spiritual damage. Vahayu yoshvos badad ba'ohel lo yikanis ba'adam. They used to have their own tent. Some of the Ethiopians that came to Eretz Yisrael over the past couple of decades, they had these menhagim too. When a woman was in Nida, they went to their own tent. Kimo iskira b'seinu, like the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, not talking to Anita. That's the pshat of this pasuk here, says the Ramban. Lakach amra Rachel, ruuya ha'isi lakum mipnei Adoni l'nashek yadav. I would get up to kiss your hand, Lavan. Abba, aval derech nashimli, v'lo uchal iskar v'lach. I would love to, but I can't come close to you. V'gam lo l'leches bo'a klal. I can't leave the tent. Shlo tidroch atah faraglai. I don't want you to have to walk on the dust of my feet. So that's why Lavan understands this. And it's fascinating that the Ha'ara, Lavan does not answer her. In the Torah. He doesn't answer her. He leaves. The end of conversation. Look in the Psukim. Lava doesn't say a word. Dafka because of this, says the Ramban, because her Dibur was Tameh. So that's some of the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah of Tumas Nida, because they believe that she was Mamish Tameh, spiritually defiled. The Ramah, in the same Simon we spoke about yesterday, Simon Peches, which speaks about a Tevila for Balkeri, so the Ramah in that Simon quotes the Minug of some Rishonim. Yesha Kasvu, She'ein Le'isha Nida, B'yamei Re'iyah, so Likanis L'beis HaKnesses. Some women, when they're a Nida, there was a Minug that they didn't come to Shul. Ola Hispalel, or Davin, Ola Haskir Hashem, or say a Bracha, Oliga B'sefer Torah, V'yesh Omrim, Sefer, V'yesh Omrim Shemuteres Bakol, V'cheinikr. Some say no, it's all good, it's all mutter. Aval HaMinag B'medinus Kesfar Rishon, the Ramah quotes the Minag is L'hachmir. That's what the Ramah says. Aye, maybe Yamna Ram is different because everybody's in Shul. Fine. Then he talks about Beis HaKfaris, not for now. But that is the Minag quoted. The Ram Mishnah Berurah quotes, U'bimedino seinu, Noagin Heter La'olam, U'mavarchos U'mispalalos. No, the Minag years, they say brachas, they daven. Maybe it's better not that they don't look at a Sefer Torah during Hagba. Quotes that from the Chai Adam. That's what the Chai Adam quotes, not looking at the Sefer Torah. Okay, that is a Minag quoted. Is this a Minag that is common? The Piskei Tshuvas discusses this. In Peches over there, and he quotes from an achronim that if a woman goes to shul every single week on Shabbos, so then there is no minug not to go. The minug was maybe when they never went to go punk the Shabbos when she's a nida. Maybe that's not such a good idea because of the spiritual tumah that is involved. But a woman who goes every Shabbos, isha regilo alechas b'chabah Shabbos beis haKnesses, then it is not. Then the minug was never accepted. It may be not looking at the Torah during Hagba, but separate from that, that is not accepted. Then he talks about the Kotel. What about a woman touching the Kotel when she is a Nida? So that's here if you want to look in the Piskei Tshuvos. It's a bit peches. Just to quote you two Tshuvos, there is a Tshuva of the Shevet Alevi, Rav Bosner, who writes in Chelek Vav Simen Ayin Gimel. He was asked, is there any problem with having women kiss the Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah? Sending it even to the women's section. In order for them, nah, he doesn't talk about dancing with the Sefer Torah. You're not going to get that at B'nai Brak. Not even the Shaila. But the question is, what about just kissing the Sefer Torah? Im Rashon B'Simchas Torah L'Hachnis Sefer Torah L'Ezvos Noshim L'Nashkam. So he quotes this Ramah, and then he says, even though the Iker is Kedivrei HaMatirim, to come to Shul, But lamalola sakein she yigu v'yinashku sefer Torah v'yesh bem kamenidos ulafamim hem prutos v'yavol pishen adomed, even though it's not exactly the same about not looking at the ksav of Torah when it's open, but still he feels it's too much of a risk, and therefore they should not send it in that case. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechavadas and Chelek Gimel Simen Ches, where he was asked, is there any issue with a woman who was in Nida making brachas and benching and davening? So he quotes all of the sources, Kedarka Bakodesh, and he quotes Me'ikar Adin, it is mutter, and there is no minag here in Eretz Yisrael that they don't go to shul or they don't say all of this, and it's a chumer dasa de kula, because they're not going to daven and they're not going to make brachas. And he says at the end, Besikum nashim b'yimei nidason, v'yafilu b'yimei ha'machzor shalohen, chayavos min adin lispao, they have to daven, ulavarek ala brachas. And to say all the brachas that they say, v'chein rasha'os l'lmod v'lasuk b'divrei Torah, im eskaraz Hashem l'kasei shem shemayim, and learn b'pnei she'ein divrei Torah kedusha makablin tumah. As we said yesterday, from Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, ein divrei Torah makablin tumah. V'asur lohen l'hachmir al atzman l'himana mitfilo v'chal brachas. They're not allowed to be machmir, like we said yesterday for the menchas chinuch, as a chumer da'asi l'dei kula. V'afilu nagu kvar l'hachmir. And even if they've already have this minhag to be machmir, alehen levatel minhagon, they should stop it. Be mevatel minhag b'li atara. It was a mistake, so you don't even have to need atara sedarim. Ulis pal v'chal brachas. Mikol makom. Then he ends off. Rasha'os lahachmer l'atzman, if they want to be machmer on themselves, not to go to shul, not to touch the Sefer Torah, not to look at the Sefer Torah during Hagbah. So that's fine, but that's a chumrah on their part, but everything else they're not allowed to be machmer. But just the Derech Agav, it's clear from all of these sources that women should be able to see Hagbah. And just that the minhag is that they wouldn't look at the Torah when it's lifted up. That's what it just it's pretty clear from all of these sources that the shuls were built in a way that women could see the Torah when it was lifted up. Okay, so that takes us through some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. There is two other points of hashkafa behind the mitzvah. There is a chazal that says that a bas or a ben nida is a pugum because she has all of this spiritual tumah surrounding her. So if a man is with her at that time and impregnates her, so then that child is somewhat tainted. So the poskim talk about, what about going out? What about marrying a bas or ben pagum? So Rav Sternbach in the Tam Vadas right here on our pasuk quotes the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish had this question regarding a shidduch with a girl who was a bas nida, and says the Chazon Ish, with all the tumah that was on the mother at the time of the pregnancy, the kedusha that could overcome that through Torah and Ma'aseh Tovim is so much greater and could wipe it out. Sha'af shayis apaguma ki betumas nida notzara yecholo lekadeshu letaher atzma aydei mitzvas Ma'aseh Tovim, and therefore no problem. Vehein amnam shetumasah chamura, yes, it's a very chomer tuma, b'chol zos aydei tosefes v'ribe kedusha hi kvar tahora v'efshel agadol doros yisharim al berkeha. No problem if there's, let's say, a ba'alas tshuva. No problem, says Rav Sternbach. Yeah, on the Arpasik. Same thing is expressed. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir last year. Same thing is expressed in a Tshuva of Rav Moshe. Amazing Tshuva in Evan Ezer. Chelek Dalet Simen Chav Gimel. Moshe was asked this. A person, Sheshalim Yasi Lubito Bachur Shehu Tamid Chacham Yirei Shamayim. There's a guy, my daughter's going out with a guy who's Tamid Chacham and Yirei Shamayim. Who Baal Midas Tovos. He's an amazing guy. And his mother never went to the mikveh in her life. So is there any issue there? So she was it's a ben nida. So Rav Moshe says, no. The Kamar Abasi says that there are simanim to recognize a ben hanida. One of them is an az panim. So says Rav Moshe Memela, if someone is not an az panim, they have Torah and Yirat Shemayim, haraya that they're not a ben nida. Aye, how can they not be a ben nida, says Rav Moshe? And this is a post ekador. Aye, she never went to the mikvah, says Rav Moshe. Ha'ika mitzias harbe sharachza b'yamanasa. Maybe she went to the beach that day. Da'ad shalom shos ezek sus hanikra begadim, bathing suit. Even though she's wearing a bathing suit, ein zachosis bidina. That's on the mir of the body. And not makbid on it. Ulabai lachulun uvlabai kavan of avshalos efsek tara of losan shivinikiyim. Galia kapi shmaya shaisanida velozava. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, maker adin on the raisa level, there's a difference between a nida and a zava that we'll talk about more tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and the next time we do the mitzvah. So, says Rav Moshe, it could very well be mitzias that he wasn't the ben nida. Either way, according to the Chazon Ish, that mitzvahs could be Makadesh, or according to Ramosha, that maybe he wasn't a Ben Nida, it is all okay to marry such a to marry such a child. Okay, there's no Isser. So Allah Hashkafa Pugum. So this overrides all of that extra outside of halachic issue. Weiter, one more point of Hashkafa, and that is a tam behind these halachas of Tumas Nida, of staying away from a Nida, when she is in this state. The Gemara Nida Laman Aleph. The Gemara says, Mepnei Ma Amar Tar Nida L'Sheva. Why is a woman Tameah for 7 days when she is a Nida? Mepnei Sharagul Bava Katzpa. Without Hilchas Nida, says the Gemara, a husband and wife will get accustomed to each other, and they just get used to each other, and the excitement would be lost. Amra Torah Tehei Tameah Shiva Yamin Kedei Shetei Chaviva Al Baila Kishas Knisasa L'Chupa. Why there Hilchas Nida, which sometimes is very difficult and very challenging? Why is that? So that the magic is kept. The magic is kept up, and the romance is kept up between a husband and a wife. Chazal, the Torah knew, and Chazal even added on to this. They wanted to make sure that the husband and wife, the relationship always stays fresh to each other, and therefore, Nida is an automatic absence, makes the hearts grow fonder every month, and therefore, that is what the Torah was doing by saying Tamei Shivas Yamim. We're going to talk about, when we talk about the halachas of Nida, all the harchakos that come into play when it comes to all of the... when it comes to the world of Nida, so Rabbi Forst in his discussion of Archakas in his volume on Hilchas Nida says, Rabbi Forst, it is something that is preserved only for our most dear and precious. The human touch, the touch of a husband and a wife, is something very special. And all the laws of Harchakos and all the laws of Nida make that touch so special that if you don't have it for part of the month, then every little touch becomes magic and becomes very special. So that is Hashkafa also behind the idea of Tumas Nida, to keep the relationship and marriage fresh and exciting. Okay. Now we continue. Says the Chinuch, "V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman." The mitzvah, the minhag is always. This halacha applies always. The overall level is nagima b'tumah, and if somebody violates and does not treat her as a tamei, as a source of tumah, v'chein he shenaga b'atzma minhag tahora, or if she just lives her life as if she is not tamei, bitel aseizeh. She is mevatel with mitzvahs asei, milvad ha'onesh yesh ba. Besides the punishment that she gets, kamoshirch levamata bez Hashem, the onesh of living with a man when she is a nida. Good. Two or three points of what we have time for. Number one, as we mentioned, the Torah also mentions here, not only is a nida tamei, but a boel nida is tamei. So if a man lives with a woman when she is a nida, so he is tamei. He is Tamei also, says the Pasuk, V'tamei Shivas Yamim, he's Tamei for 7 days. How many mitzvahs is Nida and Boal Nida? How many mitzvahs are they counted as? So the Rambam and the Chinuch count one mitzvah, just Nida, Tumas Nida. But if you look in Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Sadia Gaon counts two separate mitzvahs, the Tumah of a Nida and the Tumah of a Boal Nida. That's where Rav Sadia Gaon writes in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Zayin and Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Ches. Says the Mitzvah Samelach, what's the root machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch versus Rav Sadia Gaon? So one can suggest, what's the svara for the Rambam? That's the question. Because Rav Sadia Gaon seems to be right. There's Nida and there's Baal Nida. They're two different people. They're two different halachas. The concept of Mishkav and Moshav only applies to a Nida, not to a Baal Nida. So what's the svara for the Rambam? So one might say, says the Mitzvah Samelach, Rav Cement, then maybe the whole halach of Boal Nida is at root Tumas Maga. It's Tumas Maga that he touched a Nida. And because he touched, it's a unique form of Tumas Maga, because what? Because it's a Tumas Maga that goes not down, but it goes across. It goes across and does not go down a level, because after all, he's Tumas for 7 days. Right? If it goes down, he would be a Rishon. If it's regular negia. So this might be another exception to the rule of transferring tumah on the same level. We know there's Mishkav Azav, we know there's Cherev Hariyu Kachalo. So this might be another level. It's negia, and this is what he says, quotes from Rav Shlomo Mivilna, the Cheshik Shlomo, that he views it as a negia of nida. Therefore, there's only one mitzvah. It's tumas nida. It's one tumah, but there is an extension of touching the Nida. So that's one. That's what one might say. But there's another idea. The second idea is, suggest the Mitzvah HaMelech, V'hanireh Pashut, Mitzvah HaNimnekan Hi Tumas Nida. What's counted here, it doesn't even say nida. What does the Rambam and the Chinuch say? The mitzvah is tumas nida. Tumas nida has two applications. One on the nida, and one on the boal nida. But it's really one parallel tuma. Ve'en kan tuma mechudeshes, ha'nomar la'boal nida. Ela osa tuma gufa. Nomar bein la'nida, bein la'boal nida. Where do you see this? An amazing Gemara in Nida Lamed Gimel. The Gemara has a havamina that when a man lives with a woman, yachal ta'ale l'ragla. Ta'ale l'ragla, what's the havamina? According to Rav Yishon, this means, let's say a man lives with a woman who's a nida on day 5. Then the halacha is, the havamin is, that he is only tummy for 2 days. Yala l'ragla, he's tummy like, what, she has 2 days of tumma left? So he's only tummy for 2 days. Kamash malan not. What's the kamash malan? Says the Mitzvah Samelach. Kamash malan, that in terms of minyan, he counts 7 days. But at root, his tumma is just like her tumma. And it's even more illustrative in the Medrash. The Medrash, in the commentary of the Rabbeinu Hillel, on the Medrash, the Rabbi Hillel says the Havamina is that maybe he takes over her Tumah, and he is Tumah for 2 days, and she's no longer Tumah. Unbelievable, but that both of these highlight that it's all one source Tumah. It also, just in brackets, it also reflects the on the issue of the Achronim, when a woman is counting 7 days, is there less Tumah every day, or is it the same strength of Tumah until the end? So this, obviously, once 5 days are gone, the fact that there's Havamina for only two left, that is weighs in on that issue. But this suggests that Mitzvah Samelach, why the Rambam only counts one mitzvah, because it's all one root Tumah of Tumas Nida. Number one. The other issue I wanted to mention there, that the Achronim discuss here, the Asvin D'Oraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses this, among other Achronim, in Klal Chaf Aleph. What's the relationship between the Isser of Nida and the Tumah of Nida? After all, it's in two separate places in the Torah, which many Achronim will talk about this issue, don't mention that fact. Right? In Parshas Metzora is the Tumah of the Nida. Parshas, the Achremos is the Isser of Nida. Though, even in the Isser of Nida, he uses a Lashon of Tumah. Ve'al Isha Menidas Tum'asa Lo Sikrav. So it's a little of both. How do we view it? So Rabbi Yosef Engel there in Asvin D'Oraisa quotes many of the different sources. He quotes the Vilna Gaon on Parsha Shoftim, which we quoted in a Parsha Shir, that where the Vilna Gaon is Mechalek, splits all parts of Torah into three, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. So based on that, he quotes in Isser the Heter, Kedei L'Tar Isha L'Baila. That's part of Isser V'Heter, not a part of Tumah V'Tara. Again, there's a lot of sources, but it's important that in terms of mitzvos, there's a separate mitzvah of Isser, and there's a separate mitzvah of Tumah. We didn't get back to, maybe to mention the final point, and that is, there is a pasuk here that seems to be totally extra. The pasuk says, if anybody touches a nida is tameh, anybody touches something that a nida sits on is tameh, anybody who touches a kli that she sat on is tameh, and then you have pasuk chav gimel, ve'im al hamishkav hu o al hakli asher hi yosheves alav b'nago bo yitmar arev. Sounds totally superfluous. You already spoke about touching a mishkav and a moshav. So the Meshech Chachma says, I think, hine omek hapshat l'dayti. The omek hapshat is as follows. We know there's a halach in Ilchaz Nida, that a woman is only tamid araisa if she has a hargasha, if she feels the blood. What is a hargasha? The first Pischei Shuv in Ilchaz Nida talks about different types of hargashas. A body tremor, a wet flow inside of her, different types of hargashas, which Be'ez Hashem will have another chance to talk about. But on a daraisa level, it's only if she has a hargasha. But if she doesn't have a hargasha, she's not tamid nida. But says the Meshech Chachma, the dam still has the status of dam nida, even though she's not Tamei Nida. And that Dam Nida is an Avatum, it is Metamei. It doesn't create a Mishkav, but it's also Metamei, like any other item that's Tamei, through touch. So says the Meshech Chachma, those are the Psukim. Pasuk Yutes, Chav, Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, that's all about a Nida. But Pasuk Chav Gimel is talking about the Dam that came out without a Hargasha. V'im al HaMishkav, who? O al HaKli, Dam is Zachar. El HaMishkav, who? Al HaKli, Asher Hi Yoshev Esalav, that she sat on. But she didn't have a Hargasha, so therefore only the Dam is Tamei, not her. Binogobo, when somebody touches it, Yitmar Arev, that's going to be Tamei. Why? Because that's only a regular Avatoma that doesn't create Mishkav. That's only the Dam Nida, and that is Yitmar Arev. Says the Meshech Chachma, unbelievable, I think, Kein Nirali, Pashtus HaMikra. Another example where the Meshech Chachma finds a source for a halacha in the text, even where Chazal did not pick up on it. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with the last two mitzvahs of Parshas Metzora.